Surviving can mean working together, and it's often about adapting. It's like Charles Darwin said, it's survival of the fittest. Latino USA producer Daisy Rosario wanted to tell me about one of her favorite recent survival stories, and she's joining me now in the studio. Hey, Daisy.
Hey, Maria.
All right, so we're talking about survival.
Yes.
And?
And, you know, there's a lot of talk lately as media's been changing over the last few years. The internet, everybody's terrified. And one group that's been scared has been Hollywood, because it's hard for them to get people to actually pay a lot of money to go see movies.
But it seems like we hear that everything is going great in Hollywood, but not so much, eh?
Well, the box office numbers in terms of big openings, those are still really, really big, in part because of, like, inflation, 3D prices, all kinds of stuff. But in terms of actually getting people to turn out week after week, that's changed a lot. I mean, think about it. Years ago, I know when I was growing up, a movie was number one for multiple weeks in a row or sometimes, right? Not so much anymore. It's usually a big opening.
It's like you're up there for a week, maybe
yeah.
Two.
Exactly. Guess who are the biggest repeat moviegoers in the country?
Okay, I love this particular. I don't know if you're going to try to surprise me with this one, but it's a number that I love.
Yeah.
Which is one out of every four movie tickets in the United States is bought by a Latino.
One of the things about the statistics of moviegoers is that repeat viewers are very often Latino. People who go to the movies often, right? So not just people that are going to the movies, but are going back over and over again. So it's interesting to me that one franchise that we've talked about a lot in the last couple of years is The Fast and the Furious.
Here it comes, The Fast and the Furious.
You don't turn your back on family. Even when they do.
All right, so this is your favorite franchise?
It's not necessarily my favorite, but I'll tell you what, that people seem to not realize unless they are fans, it is the most diverse.
What?
Yeah, it is the most diverse Hollywood franchise. Think about it. You've got Vin Diesel, who is this ambiguous star. He actually doesn't really talk about exactly what his makeup is, but he does identify as a person of color. You got Michelle Rodriguez, who is, you know, the main Latina character who is in the majority of the movie. Some of the cast comes and goes throughout the different parts, but the core group of people who stars in this movie, it's about a very diverse group of people that consider each other family.
So is this talked about a lot? Like, is this the notion of, wow, you know, Fast and Furious, really successful. Diverse cast. Does it have anything to do with it? Is it talked about or is it not?
I've only actually seen it get talked about more recently, like in the last couple of years. It's something that I think the audience that was already going to it knew and recognized and really loved. But in terms of people actually recognizing that that is a thing, that I've seen only more recently. You know, if you're worried about getting people to the box office to actually see a movie, these movies are astounding because with each sequel, for the last few, they're making more money than they were
wow.
with the previous ones.
Talk about survival.
Right.
That's extraordinary.
Exactly. And think about it. Furious 7, right? That's what's out right now. Furious 7. The seventh movie, would the seventh movie in a franchise be a big deal? Well, Furious 7 had the ninth biggest box office opening of all time.
My God, because I was just thinking like Jaws number 7.
More money was spent seeing Furious 7 in its opening weekend than was for any of the previous movies.
So is the message to Hollywood, do you think they're getting it, that if you want to survive, it's about really understanding actually who that audience is and the fact that that particular audience is going to grow.
Roxane Gay, who is a really fantastic writer. She's got a book out called Bad Feminist. I want to say 2 years ago, she wrote a great little article about how she considers those movies to be a not so guilty pleasure, in part because the audience does see themselves reflected. So you think it's a really silly movie, and it is, but like it's kind of subtly projecting this kind of, you know, very diverse, equal opportunity weird world. I mean, their only main issue is if you're not part of the family, then you're not part of the family, but you could be whoever you are and be part of the family.
And it looks like they're saying, be whoever you are, you can be part of the family. And if we're together, that's how we're going to survive, right? We got each other's back.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's kind of their whole thing.
Thank you, Daisy. That was great.
Subtle message. Thanks, Maria.
I don't have friends. I got family.